Tafayin Aleph Sif Gimel Vidart. What is it? Hischa Lecha Kadim Shoa Asivis Mashchus Dos Arava Lenin Kamal Shabbos Yantiv Barbisim Yeh Amitzvah Lirchot Zul Galech Barav Yantiv. You should go to Mikveh and Arav Yantiv Lirchot. No, take a shower. It doesn't mean go to Mikveh. That's at the end of Chelek Hei, Shari Tshuva quotes whether that din of Chai Varam Tairatz Ma Bereg is supposed to go to Mikvah and Erev Yantiv, whether that din applies Bizman Azeh. The Pashtus in the Shagasari says the Pashtus is here. So there's Shari Tshuva. Talk to Shagasari. Pashtus says that it only applies Bizman Shabbis Migdash Haikaim, and there was a chiv to enter the Azorah. But you can't enter the Azar. So what do you have to go to Mikvah for? What do you gain by going to the Mikvah? Another say no, that even Mizman Azah, Chayvanim Taratz Mabaregel, that the Kedusha Saregel is not as strong as Kedusha Shabbat. Kedusha Shabbat is so powerful that even if you're Tomei, it'll have an effect on you. Kedusha Saregel only has an effect on you if you go to Mikvah in advance. If you're Tomei, then it doesn't have an effect. Some say Shabbos also. You should go to Mikvah on Erev Shabbos also. Okay, let's see. Tafayin Beis, let's see. Yerushalchan Aruch. What?
Do you have to go to the Mikvah
on Erev Yom Tov? No. I do like the Shagzai. No. Yerushalchan Aruch Mibad Yom Kedei Lechol Miyad Kish Etechshach. The table should be set so you'll be able to make Kiddush immediately. What does he have in the footnote over here? You shouldn't wait for the Tzeis Chomer Rabbeinu Tam, because the children may fall asleep. If you machma like the Rabbeinu Tam, don't do any malach at all, then you got no choice. If you really follow the Rabbeinu Tam, then you got to wait even on Leil HaSeder. But if you only do it as a Chomer, it's not right to do it on Leil HaSeder, because you got to start Kiddush as soon as possible. Nogam lahachma rak b'yisuri deraisa. Leil HaSeder Chal B'Matzoi Shabbos Yizor Rak L'Hadlik Lo L'Hadlik Ne L'Havdola V'Hanel L'Hadlik. Okay, good. Yeah, V'Afim Hu B'Beis HaMedrash Yochem Epnei. Even if he wants to sit and learn on Leil HaSeder, he should not. Eshe Mitzvah L'Mayr Lechol B'Shvul Atin Yochem Shalei. It's not the time to learn. You have to start to say it right away so that the younger children should have fallen asleep. Aval Lo'em HaKiddush Ad She'Techshach. Shouldn't say Kiddush until it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Yeah, why is that? That's a question. Why is that? It says, Yitosha says, you shouldn't eat matzah during the span of Tosefes. But it says, Be'erav Tochle Matzahs. Be'erav means Balailo. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach. Lochlas Habasa Balailo Hazeh. You have to eat the Besar HaKorban Balailo. Why can't you make Kiddush during the span of Tosefes? See, here the Taz and the Magen Avraham give two different explanations. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Two different explanations. One explanation is because the drinking of the Arba Kaisis has the same zman as the eating of the matzah and the eating of the Korban Pesach. The drinking of the Arba Kaisis has to be balayt. So let's say there's a chazan, he knows it takes him 4.5 minutes, or 6.5 minutes to say Kiddush. So can he start the Kiddush at it? He knows it's going to take him 6.5 minutes until he finishes the whole Kiddush. So can he start the Kiddush during this man of Tosefes, knowing that he's going to drink the wine? He's not going to get to drink the wine till after Seisar Kocham. So if the reason why is because you have to drink that because it's Balailo, so he's going to drink it Balailo. But the other reason that they give is that the Kiddush is part of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Sipitzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled by reciting four brachas halakos, Kiddush halakos, Hashem Yalona, Birchas Hamazon, and Birchas Hashir. And then things in between the first and the second, in between the third and the fourth. So in the whole Haggadah, the whole Sipitzias Mitzrayim should be fulfilled by Laila. If we say like that, even not only the drinking of the wine, even the reciting of the Kiddush also has to be by Laila. Rav Soloveitchik gets the point that there are two different reasons that the Taz and the Magen Avraham give. So that'll be the difference. Can you say the Kiddush during this Man of Tosefes if you know you're not going to drink the wine till Tzeis HaKachovim? So we're machmana, yeah. Not all the Rishonim agree. Tosfei Harosh and Brachas disagrees with the whole Kiddush of Tosfos. He holds that you can finish the whole Korban Pesach before the sun sets, during this Zman of Tosefes. So in old age homes, they make a lot of that. They have no choice. The people are going to fall asleep. If you're going to start, you're not going to start Kiddush till Tzeis HaKochavim. The people are going to fall asleep. So they do like the Rosh. They do Tosefes on Pesach also.
Let's see. They don't even wait for Shkia.
Some places they don't wait for Shkia. And then one chaplain called me up from an old age home. What should he do? The people are going to fall asleep. So I told him he should start. Everybody knows you have to sing Echad Miyadeya and all the piyutim at the end. So I said, start with the piyutim at the end. He said it worked. He sang the piyutim for 15 minutes. And then he said Kiddush and they stayed awake. They thought they started the Seder. They started with the piyutim at the end. So good, that solved the problem. Let's see.
One can daven Marav though early now. As long as one waits till
out. Yeah. You should daven Marav early. You should. So every moment until you get home takes time. You should daven Marav early, yeah. Allah see in Yeshiva, you always daven after Tzeisa Kohan. Okay. But in the shuls where they daven Marav early on the Shabbos and Yontiv, so you should daven Pesach night also early. Sadash Alchana Yafa became known kefi kocha yachem mokam moshav, moshavo, sheyeshe behesei bederech eres. Filo oni shein lo korim yeshev al hasapso. Yeah. I mean, the real hasev is to be reclining. Well, and even a poor man who can't afford to have such a mita, to be reclining, so at least he should set up his haseba, his chair in such a way. Yeah. Rabbi Soloveitchik, every year we demonstrate what's not acceptable haseba. So a lot of people think that you lean to the side, but you're leaning on nothing. So that's not haseba. You have to lean, so he would turn the chair sideways. He would say like this. This is haseba. If you're leaning on something, I lean on a table. The Gemara says you lean on the next person's shoulders. The Gemara says it's also called haseba. You can't just lean in it to fit air. You have to lean and you have to be resting on something. Your shoulder has to be resting on something. What's Siv Gimel? Kishume Siv Loyat Al Gabay. You shouldn't lie back on your back. You shouldn't be reclining on your face. Veloy Al Yemin. You shouldn't recline on the right side. El Al Smolo. Ben Chilik Ben Iter. Ben Chilik Ben Iter Le Acher. Some are of the opinion that a person who's a righty should lean on the left side, so the right hand will be free to eat the food. But if you're a lefty, you're going to eat with the left hand, then you should eat. You should lean on the right side. That's the Rashbam has that pshat. So the Rambam paskins against the Rashbam. Why? Because of the other reason that the Rishonim give, that the body is constructed in such a way that it's unhealthy. To lean on the right side, you may choke. If you lean on the left side, then you won't choke. I don't know. I think they say the doctors say they don't understand that. They don't see why it's a difference whether you lean on the right side, lean on the left side. But he has a footnote there. No. Isha, Eina Tzvicha, Haseba, Elon Ken Hichashuva.
What does Rabbi tell lefties to do?
Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, lefty leans on the left side like everybody else. Yeah. They don't understand it. The Gemara says women don't have to do Haseba unless she's an Isha Chashuva. Then the Ramah says that by the Ashkenazim, all the women have been liberated already a long time ago. By the Sfardim, in the days of the Mechaber, they have not yet been liberated. By now, the women are liberated by the Sfardim also. Acham Avadya's daughter is president of a university. She was going to run for president of Medina Yisrael. And she decided not to. She may yet run next time. Kol Anashim, Shalom, Mikri Chashuvas. They're already liberated. Achla Nogu Lahasev. But nonetheless, the women don't have. Why only the women rely on the Rabbi? The men don't rely on the Rabbi. Rabbi says that Bisman Hazeh has saved is so uncomfortable that it doesn't make sense for anybody to do a save. So the women follow the Rabbi. Why the Rabbi was a woman? Why do the women follow the Rabbi? So one of the Talmid Chachamim explained what it is. That women are mechuyev in the mitzvah says shas mangram afin hay biyasanes. Only if the nature of the mitzvah is pirsumi nisa. If it's only zecher lanes, then you don't say afin hay biyasanes. That's a chasam sefer has like that. Soloveitchik used to say it from his father. Moshe Soloveitchik said like that. He enhanced it a little bit. So he said, years ago it made sense that you eat behesebas. It shows that you're a ben chared. Today the Rabbi says it doesn't make any sense. So the maximum you can say is that it's a zechalanes, because there's a medrash on the pasuk in Bishalach. Vayasev elikim esom derech hamidbo yam suf. So it says vayasev. So poshim shat on the pasuk is he took them around about way. And the medrash has an interpretation, an additional interpretation that since they were freed, they were able to eat Behaseba. So we do Haseba today, Zechalanes, Zechala Haseba that they had. So a mitzvah that's only Zechalanes, only the men are Mechuyev, it's Mangrama. If it would have been, so years ago, it used to be Pesumi Nisa. Free people used to eat Behaseba. So then the women are Mechuyev, because often have Yosanes. Rabbi Zman said that it doesn't make sense, so it's only Zechalanes. So the women rely on the Rav Yoh. The men can't rely on the Rav Yoh because it's still a Zechalanes.
But if in Cain, why would the women need the Rav Yoh in the first place? Maybe they should be part of anyway.
They're part of because it says Zman Grama.
Yeah, no, so why do you need the Rav Yoh?
Because in the days of the Gemara that it was meaningful to eat Beheseba, so Chayvarim Laharas and Satzman, that's Pistumi Nisa. So Pistumi Nisa, women are Chayv, Afin Habi Asanes. But the Rav Yoh says that Bezman Azeh, is no longer Pesumi Nisa because it's so uncomfortable. So the women are Pata, but the men are still Mechui because of Zechalanes. What about Bein Etzalovi, Tzorach HaSeba, Afilu Hu Rabba Muvok? Talmid Lifnei Rabba, Ein Tzorach HaSab, Afilu Eino Rabba Muvok. Elim Kein, Yitan Lo Rabba Rishus. Talmid Chochem, Muflok, Bidoro, Apisha Lo Lama Men, Uklum, Choshu, Ki Rabbi, Ein Tzorach HaSeba. Yeah, that's a Taisvis, has like that. What's the letter Lamed over here? Trumas Hadeshen, yeah, it's a Tosfos in Brochas, has a Raif in the Gemara like that. It's almost a Tamachochem Mufleg Bedor, a very famous Tamachochem, as a din of Rabbi Muvok, even if I never learned by him. The Gedoli Hador, Eli had the din of Rabbi Muvok of Shmuel, even though Shmuel was a little baby, he never met him. Never met him before. His mother took him when he was 2 years old to Mishkan Shiloh. So the Tosfos shows from the Gemara that Eli had the din of Rabbi Muvok, even though it's the first time that he met him. So therefore, you're not allowed to do Haseba. V'dafkik shulchan shulchan echad. If the Talmud is sitting at the same shulchan with the Rebbe, avil moichal shulchan b'fnei atzmo, tzorech Haseba. Yeah. Hashamish tzorech Haseba, kol mishan tzorech Haseba, mochal oshas b'le Haseba, lo yotza. That's what the Brisker Rav says, that's a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. Says the Rambam holds Haseba as a separate mitzvah. Haseba with Arba Kosis are two parts of the mitzvah. That's what I said over yesterday. I was so late. You used to point out in the Rambam, there are two dinim. There's a din the Araisa and a din the Rabbanim. That's a din the Araisa. Everyone should have the feeling, the sensation as if we just left the Mitzrayim and we're free men. That's a din the Araisa. Shenemar. So we all supposed to have that feeling. That's probably, I remember one of the rabbeim said in Yeshiva, that's the most difficult mitzvah on Pesach night. To eat matzah, to eat mara, to lean to the left side, to the right side, to drink abakosah, to say the Haggadah. What's so difficult about that? But to have the attitude that as if we just left Mitzrayim. We would still be Mishabadim. That's very hard to have that feeling, because there were revolutions all over the world, and all the slaves were freed already by now. So why would we still be Avadim Leparim in Mitzrayim? It's very hard to have that feeling. So that's the din d'oraisa. That's very difficult to fulfill, to have that attitude. And with the Rabbanan, there's a din b'chol davar d'orecha Avadim Laharis HaSatzmi. You have to demonstrate as if you were just left Mitzrayim. So the way you demonstrate is by two things. You eat Behaseba, and you drink abacosis. Because slaves don't are not given alcoholic beverage to drink a toast, so we are free people, so we drink a toast to our freedom. So according to the Rambam, if you ate matzah below haseba, so you weren't yotze in the mitzvah of haseba, but yotze in the mitzvah of matzah has nothing to do with the matzah. It's a separate mitzvah of haseba. This is shittas haTosfos. Tosfos and the Rosh came up with this idea that haseba doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. Haseba is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah or abrakosis. So if you didn't eat the matzah, haseba, you got lo yotzei dechavas matzah. You got to eat again the matzah. Tzoch lachse v'lishtos lechol to eat the matzah v'lishtos haseba. V'yesh amim de bezman hazeh dein derech lahasev g'day hu rav yoh lismacholav shebiriyevet yotzei v'lo haseba. That's the Rav Yoh. So b'riyevet, even the men can rely on him. And they really, lo shasa kosh lishi or revi behaseba. But the third or the fourth kos, if you drank it, you should rely on the raviyot. Yesh machashah shenirik and moisiv. Ala kos ala b'shnei kosos harishonim. Why did he make kosos into feminine? Kosos masculine. B'shnei. He made it shnei kosos harishonos. If it's shnei, then it should be rishonim. Can't be shnei and rishonos. A kosos is a masculine. It's not feminine. And the first two kosos, yachsav yishta b'loy bracha, shouldn't say another bar piagofen. You shouldn't rely on the ravio. But on the third and the fourth kos, there you should rely on the ravio. Chem achilas matzah lechatchila yesim kol asuda. That's the Rambam shita lechatchila. The Rambam holds. Rambam holds has seba. According to Tosfos, the seba is the correct way to fulfill arba kosos and the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But it's not part of the din of sudas. So according to Tosfos, there's no need to eat the whole sudat beheshev. But according to the Rambam, a seba is a separate mitzvah to demonstrate your ben churin. So you should eat the whole meal beheseba. But the evid, if you ate a kazais matzah beheseba, is enough. But l'chatrin, you should have heseba the whole meal. So that's the Rambam that he quoted. He quoted the Chazon Ish, and this type will never follow this thing because it's so uncomfortable. L'chatchili yesiv kol asuda.
On the medical point, the medical mistake here is to say shnei kosos, because the pasuk says kosi reboyah, which is lashon nekeva.
Kosi reboyah, kosos nekeva?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So it should be shnei kosos.
Really?
Yeah. Kosi reboyah.
Okay. That's, in other places, it's always consistent?
I don't know something wrong if there was always.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Very good. Yeah. What's ches? Tzoch lishna sabikosis ala tzedim imshosim zeach hazeh shalok yiseda lo yotz. Let's say he makes kiddush, and after kiddush he drinks the cup, then he fills it up the second time, he's in the second cup, fills it up the third time, fills it up the fourth time. He has all the four kosos, but he didn't say Hashir Galanu. He didn't say Birchas HaMazon. He didn't say Birchas Hashir. That's called Shaloy ala tzedim. That's called Shasim of Asachas. He drank all the four kosos. So Yoytze, one aspect. The Rambam had the Girsa, the Rambam and the Rif had the Girsa. There are two aspects to Abakosos. One is that you recite four brachas halakos, and one is that you drink alachayim four times. Yeah, four. What do you call it? A toast. You drink four times, you drink a toast to your freedom. So if you drank all the four kosos in the beginning of the right after Kiddush, so you go to the one aspect and not go to the other aspect. Yeah. Shira kos revius lacha shiim zigenu. Revius is a volume of an egg and a half. You have yishtekula or rubo, that's what the Bach says. The Chatrin should drink kolakos, and with the evad you go to if you drink rovakos. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Medina shayayim beyoyker. By them, the Chofetz Chaim can never afford wine. So he says, if the wine is too expensive, you can't drink a whole kos. Because Revi is Yishtekulo. In order that he should be able to say the Baruch HaChayim. What does he say? Yeshem Mekamtsim. Some people are very cheap. Because him ala Mishorsim, Mishorsim Harbe. They get upset on the waiters. Why the waiters are drinking too much wine? Hasidim Liten Asadin. Why? Shemachshilin, Shemachshilon. They don't let the waiters be Yotze Abakosis. And Meinam and Amitzvah. Quotes the Chayyodim like that. Shouldn't be cheap on Pesach night. Yeah, by us, the wine is not biyoike, so we should drink Arbakos. It's kolakos. Chathchile shouldn't rely on Ruba Kekula. Chathchile should drink kolakos. That's in the beginning of the second parakan, Chulin, that when you shecht Behem or Enov, Chathchile should shecht kolasimen. Shouldn't rely on Ruba Kekula or Chathchile. It's only good b'di'evet. Some hold that's a lachatchila deraisa, and not gemara. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether that's a lachatchila deraisa to shecht kol asimen, the whole kind of the whole eshet, as opposed to rov, or it's just a lachatchila derabban. That's a machlokes. If shchita is a mitzvah, then it's hard to say that there's a lachatchila deraisa. If shchita is not a mitzvah, it's only a matir, then it doesn't make sense to say lachatchila deraisa. Lachatchila means a mitzvah b'shleimusa, as opposed to mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. So that seems to be the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether shechita is a mitzvah, it's only a matir. But here by Abba Kosis, it is a mitzvah, so there's a real lechatchilo. Can't say lechatchilo deraisa, the whole Abba Kosis is only the rabbanon. But there's a real lechatchilo to drink kolakos, not to rely on ruba kukuloi. Very good question. Yeah, very good question. We assume sometimes you say a brachman and matir. Let's say make an eruv chatzeris. Also, you say a bracha. Machlokes, but you say a bracha and eruv chatzeris. Machlokes the Rama and the Rabbi. Eruv chatzeris is only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. If you don't want to, you don't have to make eruv chatzeris. But sometimes you say a bracha and a matir also.
You have to choose between filling up the cup all the way to the top, like so you only have like big cups at home or whatever. So you have to choose between filling the cup all the way to the top or drinking, and then you wouldn't, and then you'd only be able to do rubo kukulo because you wouldn't be able to drink like the whole cup, it's just too much. Or you could pour less in the cup and then drink the whole cup. One of those better. Would you buy smaller cups?
Oh.
Outside of buying smaller cups.
Oh. Okay, but it has to have a levius. A beit ha-machzeh, volume of an egg and a half. We usually see eggs that are large, a jumbo. We never see average-sized eggs. Average-sized eggs, they make mayonnaise for. When I was a little boy, they used to sell normal-sized eggs. Now they don't sell them anymore. You know, you only see jumbo or large-sized eggs. So beit ha-machzeh is not the way we have gigantic eggs. Beit ha-machzeh is a beit ha-beininus. Yeah, yeah. What does he have here? Siftes. Shir hakos revius lachashim zgen and rotsa lamozga. If you want to mix it in with water, yish tekula ruba v'miyef kohabi revius shosim men kol katan the adam kiminyan revius shabo. Let's say you have a gigantic coaster shalelio, has five revius in it. So mechaber writes five people can be yotze with that. One will drink one revius, the other guy will drink another revius. Yesham others disagree. No, so soch lishtas ruba kos latila matzik kama revius. If you have many revios, it's not that it's five koises, it's one big kois. You have to drink kolakos or reva kois. If the kois is bigger, yeah, the proper thing is to be machmer. Tzoch lishta sashir shelo behaps the gadol ben time. Shouldn't have too much of a pause in the middle of the drinking.
How long is that?
So that's a machloikas. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? So it's a machloikas, the Ramam and the Raivin. It's quoted in the Hilchas Yom Kippur. Whether the shir tzira for revius is tokedei achilas pras or tokedei shtias revius. The Rambam says the shir tzira for drinking is a revius tokedei shtias revius. No pausing at all. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. That's in Siman Tov Reshit Beis. He tells you that's Hilchos Yom Kippur. And the Ravid disagrees, and often the Gemara increases that the shir is revius, but the shir tzira is tokedei achilas pras. But even if it is tokedei achilas pras, it's tokedei achilas pras of wine, not tokedei achilas pras of paschitin, mesa v'yochel balifto. We just learned that Gemara in Brachas the other day. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch disagrees with the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer says there's one shear for tokedei achilas pras. He says it's 9 minutes. Everything is 9 minutes. So the Minchas Chinuch says it's not true. It depends whether you're eating or drinking or what are you eating. If you're eating something that's very dry, that's going to take you longer to eat. If you're eating something that's liquidy, it'll take you faster. It'll go much quicker to drink a toch kedei achilas pras of wine, of water. It goes much faster. The only time the Gemara gives you the shir toch kedei achilas pras paschitin, that's if the guy shoy bebayis amenuga. If a person enters a bayis amenuga, so he becomes tummy right away. It says, so the Gemara has a tradition. It doesn't depend whether he eats or not. Echal babayis means he stayed in the house, the bayis amenuga, so long, kedei achilos pras. Kedei achilos pras of what? He's not eating anything. He's a shoy babayis. So the Gemara has a tradition. Kedei achilos pras paschitim, mesa v'echal baliftim. But when you're really eating food, so the Minchas Chinuch says it depends on each food individually. How long would it take to eat a pras of that food? And that's why there's a machlokes achronim. What if a person drinking hot tea, a hot coffee? It's so hot he can't swallow the whole thing. The vasacha said, do you measure tuch kedei achilas pras of room temperature tea, or tuch kedei achilas pras of the way the tea is right now? It's burning hot now. So how long would it take you to drink a pras? Pras either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim of the tea, the way it's burning hot now. It's a very machloikas, but that's all on the assumption that the measure took the achilas pras by the food that you're eating now.
What does Rabbi think when my first time we have a Seder, how long do they have to finish this year for wine?
We're machmer like the Rambam, that you should took the shtias revias. Means you shouldn't pause at all. You don't have to gulp it down quickly without any pause at all. L'chatchila, that's what he says. Mishnah Berurah says in the middle of Lamed Aleph. L'chatchila, after the parentheses. L'chatchila, yesh l'shoyah shalo lish, lo lishos, not to pause b'shtias, ro v'akos, yesh mikadesh shtias revias. L'chish l'deh rishon, hambu abizim etal fiyut shi. Tofresh Yud base. Ayin Sham the Koma come to the Evan. Shab Shtei Kos Zachman Sol Yachsa the Yishta. Okay. What does it say? Sif Yud Mishenu Shos the Yam of Nation Mazik Osono. He doesn't enjoy the wine, or it's unhealthy for him. Tzoch Litcha Katzmai. The Lishta is the kind of mitzvahs are because. Because the Yerushalmi tells a story that one Rebbe used to drink abukaisis and he had headaches until Shavuos. So you see, you're supposed to strain yourself, even if you get a little sick. What does he have? Why are you mechuyev? Usually you're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah if it's going to get you sick.
Yeah. So why is this an exception?
Yeah. The Mishnah says, "Afili onah misparnes min atzdoke is mechuyev to go shnara money to get abakosis." Why? Usually, if a person can't afford a mitzvah, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to spend more than one fifth of your total savings in order to do a mitzvah. So why over here you mechuyev lechazar al apsochim, and only usually he's not mechuyev. So they should. So because it's presuming he's, that's why. So what does that mean? So they actually gave the husband. Whenever there's a mitzvah, Pesumi Nisa, you're implying that just like the Rebbe Shlom did a miracle for us then, he should go out of his way. Please stand on your head and do a miracle for us today. You're not prepared to stand on your head to go shnara money, and I should stand on my head to change the whole world to make a miracle for you. If you want to imply to the Rebbe Shlom, Pesumi Nisa, help me out, give me an S for Parnasa, for Refua. So you should go out of your way also. You should get a little bit sick. Usually you're not mechuyev to get a little sick. I want to follow all the rules and regulations. I'm not mechuyev to drink abukosa. But you're implying the Rebbe Shlom should make a nest for you. Whenever it's b'suminis, so you can't go with the regular rules.
What time is it? It's more than just like a headache, or like they'd actually be sick, or women who are pregnant, where doctors say that.
So you don't? You drink Hamar Medina. It's going to be the Ramah. Yeah.
What should they drink?
Hamar Medina. Something else.
That's grape juice okay?
Yeah, Rav Moshe held that grape juice is good for Kiddush and Abdullah, but not for Abukosis. So Abukosis. What? If it has alcoholic content.
If they can't be drinking alcohol, so then...
Okay, so they shouldn't. Don't look for trouble. If you're really going to get sick, so you don't look for trouble. There's a machlekes in Rishonim. So Tosis's opinion is that abakosis is the same as Kiddush and Abdullah all year long. One person says Kiddush and everybody's yotze. So the husband should say all the abakosis and the wife should say amen. She'll be yotze without drinking. And then she should drink soda. Let her drink some other Hamar Medina that has no alcohol in it.
Soda is considered Hamar Medina?
Probably, yeah.
Should she drink the sheer of that also for each coast?
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Grape juice is worse than Moshe Fasha thinks that grape juice is good for Kiddush and Abdullah, but it's not good for abukosis. For abukosis, you have to drink a toast. So toast is alcohol.
No, but I'm saying Hamar Medina may not be alcoholic either, right? If like your rep suggesting drinking soda.
Yeah.
So that's better than grape juice?
Well, grape juice is a shiloh also, but it's really bar piagof on that. Yeah, she's a big shaman. Thank you.
Why is it shaman?
Grape juice. On wine, they made a special takoni to say a fancy super duper extra special bracha. So that's a question whether grape juice is like orange juice. Maybe it's a hakel. Maybe there's a special bracha. The Gemara says you squeeze out grapes and you say kiddush over the grape juice. That's because it wasn't treated chemically. If you let it sit long enough, it will ferment and it will convert into grape juice. But the way we have grape juice, grape juice is cooked and they put in chemicals so it can never turn into wine. So that when they first started grape juice in America, so the first one who said that grape juice is good for kiddush and Abdullah was Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
You mean Finkelstein? You mean Ginsberg or Finkelstein?
No, Ginsberg. Louis Ginsberg, not in Slabotka. But he used to sit and learn Begili Rosh. My father said he almost fainted when he met him. He lived in Philadelphia. My father was working on a doctorate in dropsy college. I had to come speak to Ginsberg, to Louis Ginsberg. So he traveled specially to New York. He came to his home. He's sitting and learning Begili Rosh. And he writes on the first page of his book, he's very proud, right, Lady Ginsberg Dor Shmini Lahagro. He's an eighth generation descendant from the Vilna Gaon. Right. And he was a what does it help that he learned in, maybe he lived in the days of the Marshal. It wasn't so popular then that Talmid Chacham wore yarmulkes when they learned. But today, the guy sits and learns Begili Rosh. So he was the first one during Prohibition years. It was against the law to make alcoholic beverages in the United States unless he needed it for sacramental purposes. So all the Jews made wine for Kiddush and Abdullah, not because. So he mustered to the American government that it's not necessary to use wine with alcohol. You can make Kiddush and Abdullah over grape juice. So he was the first one who paskened in America that grape juice is good. And then the other rabbanim came out, they disagreed with him. They said at that time that the unique special status of wine is only because it can grape juice can turn into wine. But if it's treated chemically, it's not going to turn into wine, then it's shakal. Then it's the same as orange juice. It doesn't have the status. So the first Orthodox rabbi who paskened that grape juice is good was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. But not everybody accepted it. And then who still insisted that you need that for wine. And grape juice is not accepted. So Rabbi Moshe said he thought it's no good for apoplexis.
So is the problem more the chemicals or the pasteurization? Because organic grape juice is made without chemicals added.
But I think when they cook it, that kills all the...
But if you expose it to air, then in principle, I think it's still ferment. I don't know lemaisa if it ferment, but in principle, even if you cook it, if you introduce new germs to it, bacteria to it.
Okay, could be. Yeah.
By the way, regarding the gender of kos, we say arba kosos, not
arba.